שנכנס אוב ממעטים בשמחו. משבוע brings down two פשוטים. One פשוט, the Magen Avraham learns, אין שמחים כלל. You're not allowed to be happy. And people not so makpid on that anymore, yeah? But I'm all people who makpid on this halacha. Ein smeichim klal. In the Sharatzion, state that doesn't mean ein smeichim klal. It means less from regular. They said v'sheir shtei is not to have good shmoozing. Some people shmooze for hours. So, but then when you shmooze for hours, then you laugh, you giggle. So he says to be makpid, not to have the dearest staying late by night. All this shmoozing, a treif. When I was a bocher, so at the end of Zman, Panovich, this was the minig, the Eilom, what is of Zman? So you would go to a different yeshiva for chizuk. Remember, we did all different yeshivas every year. Go a group of bocher, and what we learned, say, those roi, the last 10 days of Zman, we'll go to that yeshivas, don't matter so much. Every time different yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. And anyway, the bochim from that yeshivas will come to our yeshivas. This was given the meaning in the yeshivas. So I remember once we were in Chassidish Yeshiva, we wanted to go to a place that no one would know us. Chassidish Yeshiva. It was Rosh Chodesh Av. We were singing B'smedrash. And the Eilu went out to the dining room, so we went down a couple minutes later, because we had to see where's the empty seats that we could have a place. We come down, we hear singing and dancing. So we go down closer. We heard there was singing, Mishenichnas Ov, like we have a nigun Mishenichnas Odo. They had the same nigun, Mishenichnas Ov, and Martin Besimcha. The ganze rikudim, after 5 minutes of dancing, someone gave a clap, and a bocher got up and he said, so the Chosh Vesforim stayed Mishenichnas Ov Memat Im Koyach HaKlipe B'Simcha. And then again the Eilu danced. The Ma'isa Yisrael Shemizam and Eilbach brings down that the Bocher told him this Pshat. Shemizam was very upset with it. God, he brings down Alich HaShleim in the bottom, they bring down Iro Pamachas Shomar Tzuvo Rabbeinu יש פירשו משנכנס אב ממעטים מסצורס בשמחה. ומוכר רבינו על כך בתקף. כמה אוכלים הסילו והחוקס האמס יש בקדו. The גדולים said it. Zalman says, but the גדולים meant, they meant that בעבודת השם, and the learning has to be בשמחה. משנכנס אוב, if you learn בשמחה, you ממעט את כוח הקליפס. If you learn בשמחה, you ממעט את הצורס. אבל סתם דעה בשמחה. שמחה של מצווה יהיה. זה פשט. Maybe this is what Zalman was מסביר, the Gdolim, I think it was the Kotzke Rebbe, or someone was מסביר, that this is what he meant. But not סתם to dance in the dining room. But the פשט, the learning could be very גשמק באוב. The ganze starke, the ganze simche, tfile. Someone told me today, he remembers he went to Rebbe Eliashiv. Rebbe Eliashiv was 86. This was after the whole day. And then Rebbe Eliashiv started davening minche. If you remember Rebbe Eliashiv davening, Asher, Yeshiv, like, he said, Oidi, Aluch, Salam, Nazar, Shokl, the Mamish. He said, like, a young boy, 16 years old. He had an Asher, given an Asher, every word, Shokl from side to side. אז זה שמחה סמיץ וזה דוס יואל מחדש אוב. אבל סתם שמחה, הפרסון הזה נועים ממעט בשמחה. לא, לא, בורים have it very hard, because בין הזמנים is the highlight of the year. אז כמנתם. ושוכן אור פסקנס במעטים במעשה ומעטן. ומאי זה למשנבור says that in our days we make it because it's כדי חיילת, it's כדי חיינו. אבל if it's no tzorech, if you could make a deal now, or you could make the deal in 2 weeks, and it's no nefkemine, I wanted to do it after the 9 days. If it's no nefkemine, when to sell, when to buy, you just have to take care of it. I wanted to do it after the 9 days. Or the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's things shel simcha, chasna stuff, if you could do it later, or if it's not like it's a big sale now, not to do it. You're allowed to buy things, kelim, spoons, plates, that are not choshev ezach, and it's not decoration for the house. Aber klei zov, klei chesef, silver, menorahs, bechers, you're not allowed to buy. What if you need to buy a new washing machine? A new fridge? So, the ma'isa me'ikar adin you're allowed to, Nissan Kareli says not to. So again, if you don't have to, it's better not to. Again, for sure, if it's a sale, there's no shali allowed. You're not allowed to buy clothing during the 9 days. Chaim Ganievsky has a diuk in the Mishneh Berurah, clothing means you're not allowed to buy even socks, even a galtel, and even a yarmulke. Every piece of clothing is also to buy. It's mucha, because the Mishneh Berurah speaks about buying clothing. So when we spoke about it, that the Shulchan Aruch says not to buy clothing because you make shechiyonu. Our days, it's not negia, because even if you buy a suit, you don't make shechiyonu, we make shechiyonu b'shas de levisha, not b'shas de kniya. It's a bezunder shir b'fnat, but kach amodvar. Shechiyonu is b'shas levisha, not b'shas kniya. So we spoke about it. The Mishneh Berurah says that the Iker Adin, you're not allowed to buy clothing in the 3 weeks because you can't make shechiyonu. Not because it makes you happy, because you can't say shechiyonu v'igiyonu lazman hazeh, ha'nebach dik hazman. The Ruch HaShulchan says, even without shechiyonu, this is the minhag today, that we don't buy new clothes even during the 3 weeks. About the Iker Adin, the Isur to buy new clothes is mitzad shechiyonu. So the Mishneh Berurah, but if it's not kelim chashuvim, like socks, you're allowed to buy till the 9 days. So, but in the 9 days, you're not allowed to buy socks. You're not allowed to buy a garden. Slippers for Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to buy. You're allowed to buy slippers for Tisha B'Av. Even that sometime, that why I buy a new clothing, but it's for Tisha B'Av. If you buy fancy Crocs, basically, then it's good. I could have tried to buy them before the 9 days, but it's too late already anyways. I'm not going now. We spoke about it. Could be not allowed to wear them Tisha B'Av. This is a bazundo shmuz. If you're allowed to wear the fancy Crocs and Tisha B'Av, but this will speak next year. Maybe you're only allowed to wear the fake ones, not the real ones. Pesach Mishnah. Now, you're not allowed to sew new clothing. Old clothing you're allowed to sew and fix. You're missing a button. You have... The Biur Halacha says that lekatchile till shavua shechal boy, you're allowed to, but shavua shechal boy lekatchile not to fix even a button that fell off. The ma'aseh we pasken this year we don't have shavua shechal boy. Even the Tisha B'Av will be in the next week. This week, today, there's no shavua shechal boy for sure. Next week is two shittas in the Shulchan Aruch if it's called shavua shechal boy. Stolen the Chakir, we spoke last two shiurim ago. If Tisha B'Av is in Shabbos, just we push it off to Sunday. Yud B'Av this year, or this year Chazal know that it's in Shabbos, so Chazal decided that Tisha B'Av is in Yud. Shabbos, it's Tisha B'Av, I'm saying it's Yud B'Av. But the time is Tisha B'Av, Shavu Shechal B'Av, the time is, it's like not Shavu Shechal B'Av, we pass in Me'ikar Adin, it's not called Shavu Shechal B'Av. So this year the Aloha of sewing is not sewn again. We'll start with the Alochas. The lot of Alochas, we'll try to cover them with the Zman that we have. You're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothes in the 9 days. What is called Shabbos clothes? So, it's very hard to know what is called Shabbos clothes. The Hainu, some people, for example, during the week, they have a suit and pants that are not the same color, yeah? Then they have a suit, same color, but it's not going to Shabbos clothes. Not he wears for some weddings, his parents come and go to pick them up from the airport, or different occasions. That's not a Shabbos clothes. Shabbos, he has really fancy clothes. So that middle suit, it's not called a Shabbos clothes. On the Moshe, someone has a tie. So some issue about him, a tie is a Shabbos clothes for him. But some person, in every different choshev occasion, he wears a tie. So by him, tie doesn't mean a Shabbos clothes. It has to be big day Shabbos. If a person has a date, like this: if he could wear clothes that are not Shabbos clothes, but look decent, for sure not to wear Shabbos clothes. If he has to, he could wear Shabbos clothes. Bar mitzvah. Rav Poskim hold that chutz from father, mother, grandfather, are also. Some Poskim tiny, the Shachat Shuvah brings down that all of the cousins that people will feel bad and ichi if they don't wear Shabbos clothes, you're allowed to. Dying again, not what you feel. They like to come to the family occasion that the aunt will look at you. That's a gomish, yeah? But sometimes the bar mitzvah bachur feels, well, why my cousins are not coming dressed? They spoil the simcha. So the Shachat Shuvah wants to be maker. Again, if you don't have to be maker, better only father, mother, grandfather, and not the other ones. If you have to, maybe brothers. More from that, be'etzem is not to. Again, if you feel there will be akpode, yesh al malismach. But again, the ikar adin is father, mother, and parents and grandparents. And the engagement, shumazama buzmata to the father and chosin and kala and the parents to wear Shabbos clothes. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that even in Shabbos Chazoin, and it's also in our Shabbos, we don't wear Shabbos clothes. Hazeh brings down the Rambam. The Mishneh Berurah brings down that our minig is that in Shabbos we do wear Shabbos clothes. Why? Why the mice? Okay, I'll pide goen. Why that minig didn't stay? Ramo brings down minag Ashkenaz, Shabbos Chazon, you wear weekday clothes. And we change, we wear Shabbos clothes. Everyone, I think, Kimat, everyone wears Shabbos clothes and Shabbos Chazon. Oh, and this week, we have two Shabboses. Why? So it's one reason is, I heard once, and the Nafkimina is, I'll tell you in a second, you have to look at this Shabbos that the plan is to wear weekday clothes. Only Shtal Tzachtzu, the Shabbos, everyone will bring the clothes. Granted, we have a Zaydik reason that we're not doing it. But to understand what kind of Shabbos it is, what kind of Avelis it is. One reason is, you know what will happen if people will have weekday clothes? You know how much lights will be switched on in Shabbos? Look what happens today. I heard that some people, in a mistake, put out the light sometimes in Shabbos. They get up and they forget that it's Shabbos. I'm not going in if they have to bring a korban or not. Rabbi Yashin Tainis that not. I don't know. Pashas, they have to bring a korban. Of community, if you know, if you have to bring a korban, you have to write on a piece of paper. Shibana b'samidah, shem chayim v'korban. As I say in the Gemara. So I went to ask Rabbi Yashin if someone had a mistake and he was put on the light, if he has to write the Pinchas. So I asked him if Christ really told me for sure. I asked him if I could see his Pinchas. He said, I don't understand. Mechatei was Mechal Shabbos once. You decide I'm like you, and then you ask me a question. So I asked Rabbi Yashiv. So Rabbi Yashiv told me, when a person Michal Shabbos, who is Michal Shabbos Bishagim? Does that happen? Tell me a case of someone was Michal Shabbos. How are you? Tell me a case, Bishagim. So I said, all different things. He said, I said, switched on the light. He said, who switches on light? He said, a guy got up in the middle of the night and put on the light when he went to the bathroom. He says, Ichad does nishkin shagig. We bring nishkin korban of them. It's less from a shagig. But this is really a big chiddush of Rabbi Yashiv. It's not, maybe in a different time we'll speak about it. About it, if you feel bad if you did it. Rabbi Yashiv holds it's less from a shagig. It's not, it's in the middle of the sleep. It's called like a misasik. Even, please, nishkin. 24 hours with the Kvuri episodes from Rabbi Yashiv. But how much people do that? I heard that some bachim it happens to them sometimes. But this is when you have a Shabbos and an Elika Shabbos meal and you eat an yeshiva, and even so it happens, yeah? A guy will go with a weekday clothes, forget about it, he will find 100 shekels in this pocket, his fellow, you know, phones will start to ring in the middle of the shul. So in our generation, I'm saying badness, as I heard the Poskim, in our generation that Shabbos is not strong enough, G'doyle HaDor decided that if it'll be a weekday close and a weekday matzev, Shabbos will fall apart. So b'mele, they were not matir to keep that avelis of Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan says a different reason completely. He says that in the old days, Shabbos close and weekday close were exactly the same. The main thing is that it was different, clean and dirty. Today it's a hozach, it's a silk shirt, it's a tie, it's a choshevish jacket, it's a kafta, it's a shtreimel, this is what he writes down. He says, so in that day there was only a question of dirty and clean, so the mainland was not such a busy for Shabbos that you had weekday clothes. But today the Shabbos is mamish complete different clothes, kemat different clothes, so then he holds its avelis befaresia. He says, because in Shabbos he sees them with fancy clothes, and maybe this is the reason he's negeach, it's not a ride that he's moved to the weekday. Zaytez brings down B'Shem D'Yerushalmi. So it's mashma was mamish under the clothes. Avutna also holds like that. Avutna holds a different color, doesn't make a Shabbos thing. This is the reason Chaim Berlin, everyone wears fracks in Shabbos. And if you wear a frack during the week, you wear a frack from a kapote from silk in Shabbos. Because he holds different color doesn't make under a big day Shabbos. So he holds alamol given two different kinds. But that's the meaning. Now, what happens about the Shabbos? Me'ikar adin, you don't have to take off your Shabbos clothes. I'm speaking about this Shabbos. Next Shabbos, we'll speak next week. Next Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos becomes Tishvav, then you take off your Shabbos clothes. But this week, or in every week, the Tishvav is not Sunday. Me'ikar adin, you don't have to take off your clothes. The Chazanish was machmir on it. Pshlom Zalman, Be'ikar took off the Shtreimel right away. The Shtreimel he will take off. And the clothes. We'll go by. There's another aloche, Isur Kibus. Before Shabbos you're allowed to. Before Shabbos you're allowed to, because this is Lekovet Shabbos, from Chatzos. You're allowed to. Bochim Alamol As is a group of Bochim and Yeshiva that normally get ready for Shabbos 8 o'clock and they learn straight till Shabbos. Oh, Hashem, we have, I think, 20 or 30 Bochim like this in Yeshiva. Maybe it's more, but I'm saying the ones that I know. So every time they come, I'm Makel to them. I was making for them to do it also this week. I think Shbocha wants this learning. It's hard for me to ask around them. But I don't have a mocker for it. I know the poskim say chatzos, but I think the same halachas that Hilchos Yeshiva are different. This goes into the Hilchos Yeshiva. And the boys, the boys that are going away for Shabbos, this is a bigger problem. Nish b'seder that they're going away in the 9 days. Halachas Shbocha is going away from Bnei Brak for Shabbos. So his ride is 8 o'clock. So he wants to wear Shabbos clothes already. I think it's Chet al Pesha. He's going away 9 days. And he's wearing Shabbos clothes 9 o'clock. That Bocha will schlep his Shabbos clothes with him. And I'm explaining. Because maybe this is what you meant in your Oymik of your question. Why is he only has the Kasha now? He didn't ask the Kasha a couple of hours ago. Because a couple of hours ago you thought Shabbos is Deicha Avelis. So Mele Likov Shabbos for sure is Deicha Avelis. Now that we say that even Shabbos Be'etzim is not Deicha Avelis. But it's in Shabbos, you're also not allowed to wear Shabbos clothes. We're only matter because we're scared you switch on the light. That of Shabbos doesn't have really the heta. So for the Bochim that are sitting and learning, for the Bochim that's going for a trip, that it's easy for him just to not to schlep the Shabbos clothes and the chveis in a bag and just to get dressed and finish, that's the takenish b'seira. It's an isur kibus. You're not allowed to do laundry in the 9 days. Now, the Isur of laundry is even if you plan to go back home after Tisha B'Av and you have a lot of laundry, you don't want to take the laundry with you. So you want to do the laundry? You're not allowed to. The Isur to do laundry is the Isur Bifnei Atzmoi. As a second Isur, you're not allowed to wear clothes that were laundry, that they had laundry, that they clean. All these clothes, you're also not allowed to wear. But it's two Isurim, it's the Isur to do the laundry. And that is, even if you're not planning to wear the clothes in Tisha Sayomim, you're planning to wear them after Tisha Sayomim, is the Isu to do laundry. And there's another Isu, Lamashal, the Isu to do laundry, you're not allowed to do laundry for Goyim also. You have a Goyish company of laundry. I'm not going now to the Shilas. If you have country like with hospitals, what to do with Goyish hotels. Now, is the Isu, it's really not Nagi anymore. It's Machlek is a poiskim to put a load into the washing machine before Shkia and it goes into the 9 days. You're allowed to or you're not allowed to? Says Machlek is a poiskim. Misvara for sure, Lechue, what is the Chkire? Chkire is the Isu to do laundry. I did it before. You put on the light before Shabbos. At light and Shabbos, you have a problem? You close a laundry, but you're not doing laundry. The Shabbos, you're allowed to, you're not allowed to. Oh, no, you're not allowed to do laundry in 9 days, and you're causing a laundry to be done. I mean, B'Shabbos, no more. Chutz Maris Ha'ayim. Now, the Iker Adin, you'll be allowed to do such a thing on Shabbos. It's Maris Ha'ayim, the Shvi Zaskeli. But I put it on before Shabbos. The fact is, it's running on Shabbos. Or the Mitzvah Shvi Zaskeli, not Mitzvah Shvi Zaskeli. Here, the Machlek is a Paiskim. Why I'm saying that? Avada, we have to be machmir. But Rosh, I called my house today. So my daughter just came back from camp. So she mamish came mamish 6 o'clock. So I called her up. It was 5 minutes before Shkia. I called up to see what was happening. So I asked her, you know, I said, 5 minutes Shkia, you know, you did all of your achonis for the 9 days. She said, yeah, mamish put it in the washing machine. I pressed the button already. And I said, it's all over clothes, yeah? So I didn't tell her nothing already, yeah? I was saying, then she has to put it on the floor. It says, no, I got some ice, what she will do, yeah? We'll get to it in a second, yeah? But, so I'm saying, it's good to know this shita that I'm all. Which I saw here in New Yeshiva, they have some machines that will mark me to put it down 45 minutes before. The guy said, oh, the last one before 9 days, and he pushed in the machine. I want to see what time is. Someone has to be in. Take care. Now, it's a chumri of the stipler. I remember when I was young, I was machmir. Then I heard of Shemazam and said, you don't have to be machmir. So I was much more makil. The stipler says that the isur kibus is even a very small isur, right? So the moshe, you're eating chicken and a piece of ketchup falls on your shirt. You're allowed to wash it off or not? You're allowed to or not? Kibus, isur kibus. Happens in Chalamoy, there's also isur kibus. In Shabbos, you're allowed to? Please, Dad, you know what? Shabbos for sure you're not allowed to. Why? What is the isu? Kibbus. No, so if it's isu to make kibbus in the 9 days, it's also kibbus. So the bring it out from the stipler. I think there's missing karelitz. Also, b'meile it caused a big problem. Yeah, after 2 minutes, all my clothes already were not chalavoyed. I started to eat breakfast. After 2 minutes, I don't know what to wear chalavoyed. Yeah, 2 shirts, it's over. The Meister of Shem Zalman says, das nishken kibus, this is taking off a stain. It doesn't have a loch of kibus. Shem Zalman Erbach says, and forget, in a way it's better to be similar to Shem Zalman Erbach, because the mile to be similar to Shem Zalman Erbach is that when you wash it off, you don't have to wear a new shirt that was really cleaned, and you step on the floor and we'll see if it helps. So I, Alamo, because this stipler, I became a maker in under halochas, yeah? Because after 1 day, normally all my shirts would we're gone, yeah? So, you know, even if you're careful, it's not that a guy near you throws the, you know, the sauce. So, you know, it's not enough that you're careful.
Why is it also on Shabbos?
Because Isu Shabbos is Isu to Mechabes. It means Isu Libu. It's not even how much. It's not called kibbutz. Here's a Yisayid of Avelus. Try the guy is doing laundry. Yeah, doing laundry. And Shabbos, Lemoshel. If a person has an extra hair sticking out his nose, I'm not going now mitzad lo yilbash. Yeah? Abel, it's big long hair, yeah? So, Abel Yilbash, it's a different shear. Abel, it disturbs him, yeah? So he picks it out. You're allowed to do it in the 9 days or not? You're not allowed to take a haircut. You're allowed to do it? Avada, you're allowed. Why? It's not called a haircut. Mask him. Shabbos, you're allowed to do it? Avada, not. Shabbos could be, it's even that it's not Shtei Shairis, Yechayev, because it disturbs you, it's Choshev. So we're not going now. Could be one here even Yichayim, B'chayim Gavda. But again, that's why we have to do L'Shabbos in Yonim and L'Yilbash in Yonim. But in 9 days, the answer to make a haircut. It's not derech avelus. Kibbutz is a sochas dat me avelus. Now, meikar adin, you're allowed to do sponge to clean the floors. Lemaisa minig Yerushalayim was not to wash the floors in the 9 days. Not to wash the floors in the 9 days. The poskim say, if it's lekavod Shabbos, you're allowed to. Besmedrash, you're allowed to. If it's little kids that are going on the floor and they're getting dirty, you're allowed to. If you make a little bit shinui in the way you wash the floor, also you're allowed to. Clothes of little kids. Rebbe Eliashiv holds that till 5 or 6 years old is called the big diktani. Like this, the Shulchan Aruch says, in the old days was no diapers like we have today, you know, diapers that we throw away. It was real diapers that they put on the babies. So the Ramos says, this thing for sure you're allowed to rinse in the 9 days. Chazal never asked it. And the Ramos says, V'hu adin kol big diktanim shemislach lechim. When Chazal made gzeire, we'll see a adult person had one shirt, two shirts. We'll see how much person had in that days. Yeah? And Chazal wanted them to wear the same clothes. Little kids, they can't wear the same clothes. No one is expecting that he will have a lot of clothes. So Chazal will matir it. Chazal will matir it. Primigonim is mashma that it till 13, really, it's mutter. Lemais and the person can say, if it gets till 5, 6 years old, you're allowed to do it anyways. And the other ones, and it means that you don't have enough clothes, you're allowed to do that. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says when you wash kids' clothes, not to wash a lot of clothes together, to do one by one. The person can say that it's not nogea in our days. In our days, it's washing machines, you're allowed to fill a whole washing machine. And that day that they did it in the river, if you took a lot of clothes, it looks like you're Messiah Das with Avelis. All the boys can say, even that you're allowed to wash kids' clothes, you can't say it's a bigger meratzis. I heard in America it's a bigger meratzis about that. People think if I'm anyway putting on a load of washing machine, I'm pushing my shirt inside anyways, yeah? Memigu. This is you're allowed to, this you're not allowed to. People say, no, it's one button. Wasn't enough community what is going on in that button? Well, no. But that button is considered you're washing and you any clothes you're washing. To polish your shoes, the machlekes. Rabbi Eliashiv and Shlomo Zalman hold that during the week you're not allowed to polish your shoes. Rabbi Moshe holds you're allowed to do them but not to shiny them. The Maisel Lekovit Shabbos you're allowed to. Even if it is shittas that you're not allowed to during the week, but for sure you're allowed to take a baby wipe and clean them, it's not a problem at all. Now, this is legami the isu of laundry, to do laundry. Now, as another halacha, you're not allowed to wear clothes that were clean. Clothes that had laundry, that was done to them laundry, they clean. You're not allowed to wear them. Not only clothes, towels. Also, you're not allowed to wear, to use. Linen, you're also not allowed to use. So what a person does, it's a bad sim, he wears the same shirt for him now, till Tisha B'Av. This is bad sim. This was the plan of the halacha. This was the plan of the halacha. Shabbos, you're allowed to wear clean clothes. So some people in Shabbos, what they do is, little Shabbos they wear one shirt, they hang it up. Shabbos morning they wear a second shirt, they hang it up. Shabbos afternoon they wear a third shirt, they hang it up. They already have 3 shirts. Some people in Shabbos, every hour they change the shirt. Shmuel Zalman says it's nira kemeichi. So you're not allowed to do that. You're allowed to do Lel Shabbos one shirt. Shabbos, to change the clothes, it's nira kemeichi. A bocher asked me tonight, he didn't manage to prepare no clothes. So he needs one shirt. He will do like Chazal. It's enough for him one shirt. And the shirt that he wears, and one mashut he will manage during the 10 days that are coming. But the problem is that he didn't prepare no shirts. So, you know, he doesn't want to use the eights of stepping in it. We'll get to it in a second. He wants to keep halacha k'mo shetzorich, yeah? So I told him, prepare on Shabbos. He says, but his Shabbos clothes, shirts are a whole different league. So, you know, I told him the eighth is Shabbos morning when he wakes up, he will put on the weekly shirt. And then 2 hours later, he will switch to the Shabbos shirt. Then it's not Nira Kemechim. In the morning, it looks like he took the wrong shirt. Then it's not a nice shirt, so he's putting on a Shabbos shirt. So, Meli, he's okay. Now, we have to know before we start to go to the halachas of clothing. כל המסעבל על ירושלים זויכה ורויה בבניונו וכל שאינו מסעבל אינו זויכה ורויה משיח will come, everyone will want to go into Beis HaMikdash and tell the guy, you didn't prepare your shirts, you wear no shirts, don't go into Beis HaMikdash. This is the plan. You took showers, don't go into Beis HaMikdash. כל מי שאינו מסעבל, sometimes a person thinks for one shirt or two shirts he will never be זויכה to see Beis HaMikdash. So you have to have it in חשבון, if it's worth it. Because Chazal says, "Kol ha-mis'abel Yerushalayim zoicha v'roye b'vinyono, v'kol she'eino mis'abel eino zoicha." We spoke out already. Why Chazal have to double themselves? Kol ha-mis'abel Yerushalayim zoicha v'roye, v'kol she'eino mis'abel eino zoicha v'roye. It's a statement. Tell us, as people will think, if you're mis'abel, you have a green card to go in. If eino mis'abel, efshar yeh efshar nish. Oh, it was a good bocher, yeah. Mashvach bocher, nish. Dang. If you're eino mis'abel, you could be the best guy in the world. You do a lot of things. We'll take it again, Aiden. Aber, Ein Azeicha V'Roi M'Vinyana. So now we're going to learn what is called Mis'abel. So the person wants to be maker to take the chance that he doesn't go in. It's up to him. Now, so what would be if a person didn't prepare shirts? He didn't prepare shirts. So, the halacha is, and I'm going to explain, maybe some coolest. The halacha be'etzem, you could take the shirt, and I want, again, like I said, Alamol, I want to explain also the coolest, but I don't want the Olam to stick to the coolest. That you could, so you, some people, they wear the shirt for an hour, that they prepare before 9 days, they wear 10 shirts, for an hour they get creased, other yada name. But this is not the get, the people that did it already, okay, they have it already. People that didn't prepare shirts, what do? So, the person can bring down the eitzah to put it on the floor, to step on it. It's not only the idea to step on it and with shoes to make marks. You don't have to make dafka with shirts, you can step on it with socks. But it has to be creasy. I think the best thing is I put it on my bed. And you sleep on it for an hour or two. Then you can wear it. So it looks a little bit...
During the 9 days?
What? During the 9 days. You're allowed to sleep on shirts during the 9 days. It's not a problem. You sleep on it. What? You don't have to fall asleep. Lay on it. Take a Gemara Gittin, you lay on it for an hour or two, then it's kosher lekatchila. But I will explain. What? I think even these, if you sleep on them, it doesn't help. And if not, just...
Why do
you have to sleep on it? What? Then you could do it, but then it's mamash only, then it's mamash gone. Now, as a machleik is if it's only on shirts, that's most people I think, if it came with a dry cleaner, you have to do the same thing on pants. But most people, the pants didn't come out with the dry cleaner today. But they recognize the shirts. The only shaila is what happens with socks and all the underwears, if these things you also have to prepare or not. Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Nissim Karali told that even these clothes you have to prepare. Shema Zalman is making. So I tell everyone like this. And these kind of clothes, for sure to be Samech and Shema Zalman to put them on the floor and to go around them. And with under that, you could go with Yeshua also, as Mach Nishtar, you go around the house a little bit. And then, you need it to be clean because you don't want to sweat, not because you need it to be fancy and nice. The guy with the shirts, now what is the hetel? Because it's not derech time. I want to tell you. Buri brings down, what if someone doesn't have clothes? He ran out of clothes. The person has one shirt, full with ketchup, both sides. What he does? He only has one shirt, lemaisi. He's allowed to do kibbutz or not. The Mishnah Buri says, if it's not Shavua Shechalboi, you're allowed to. If it's not Shavua Shechalboi, you're allowed to. What do you do if it's Shavua Shechalboi? It's a shaila. But if it's not Shavua Shechalboi, you're allowed to. So a lot of times, and I'm saying here's the nafkamina. A lot of times the guy switches the shirt, not because he can't wear the shirt anymore. It's really sweaty. He wants really a fresh shirt. Then he can use our kula. But if the marshal, his shirt is dirty and he really can't wear it, so for the same reason he's allowed to do kibbutz, he's be'etzim allowed to take the next shirt. Just then, put it on the floor. So, if the floor doesn't help, so I don't have another shirt. But it's no aloche koinim godim koinim tishas ayom, yeah? It's no aloche mechinim abgodim koinim. It's no aloche you have to prepare. No. Basically, I'm saying if a person has a lot of shirts, he can't go away for, take one shirt and say, okay, I don't have shirts. He has shirts in his house. But I'm saying the nafkimina is that till Shavuot Shechal by Alamol to mitzarif dan hetel to be soymech on these things, and again, but it only helps in a matzah that you don't have a shirt. Now, a lot of places want to tell you that in our days, after 2 days, 3 days, it's kilo I don't have a shirt. It's kilo I don't have a shirt. I can't wear it. I'm istanis. I can't wear it. So we have to know, and I want to give this akdome. People think that in our days, so we'll see the Rosh Hashanah inside, I will read it, that in our days we're much more spoiled. It's a big mistake. I don't know if you know, the last 2 days were a little bit hot outside. If you left the Bis Medrash, your mamish had to have Yitzhahore like Bilam HaRosh not to be in Bis Medrash, yeah? Because it's not Yitzhahore to be outside, yeah? A Rosh went outside. No Choshveh, no guy that is normal would leave the Bis Medrash. It was mamish Shvitz. In the old days, this was the matzah. There was no showers, there was no air conditioning, no icy garnish. You know how shvitzy the oil wore? And even so, Chazal said not to change the clothes. So you're right, in our days we're spoiled. But you know, we don't shvitz. Someone is shvitzing here now? You know what would be if there would be no IC here now? I already stopped to say this year, yeah? The oil will be shvitzing your head off. So you have to know, when Chazal said it, the matzah, you're right. In that days, people didn't change. Not everything was so clean like in our days. You're right. But you have to understand, in the 9 days in that days, things were terrible. In our days, how much you shvitz, the mice, you sit in the air condition, everything dries up. Not so you shvitz, but it's dry. People finish their day, everything was wet. And in the old days, there was no taxis, there was no bus. You just had to walk from Arnav to Yeshiva. You know how shvitz he was? Then he had to learn the whole day. Terrible. And they said, not to change the clothes. Not to change the clothes. So in our days, you go in a taxi, or a bus, or in a car, you have air condition. In the house, you have air condition. In the bismedosh, you have. Maybe the steps in some of the midrashas are not cold, yeah? That's the ganzes up. So you have to know, but I want to we'll use it legabe the next aloche, or read the Rav Shlomo Zalman inside. Is the isu to take a shower in the 9 days? Din Chalamis Abba in Yerushalayim, one of the things that because we don't have a Bis HaMikdash is, we're not allowed to roichetz kol gufa. So to take a shower, the whole body, is also even with cold water. Ponov yodav v'raglov, muto, betzoynen. Tzoynen doesn't mean freezing. Tzoynen means you're allowed to make it pleasant. It's not warm that you will enjoy, but what makes you cold, shivery, this is, you don't have to be shivering. So you're allowed to do pono. Pono means the face, not the hair. Yodov is machlekes, if it means still here, that's how you call it, or till here. Only the hand or till the elbow. Foot is also shy, what is called raglov. The whole foot, because if you say the whole foot, the whole hand, the whole face, so the halacha had to write, only don't rinse the stomach, yeah? Say, panav yodav raglov is mutar. So panav yodav raglov means face, hands, and raglov. Now, some people hold that raglov is not mutar bichlal today. Today we have shoes, and Baruch Hashem, all the streets are covered with, how you call it, asphalt, they have all over. In the old days you went with sand and dirt. We see Avraham Avinu gave the Malachim water. You have guests, you give them water. I was now in America, no one gave me water to rinse my feet. Why? Because no one rinses their feet, so it's no heta. It's no heta. I mean to say, people think that the heta was because you schwitz and it's bad smell on the fingers. It's nishtemis. It's not from the heter is not, some poets can say, the heter is not the shvitz of the feet. The heter was in the old days of Rome, Avinu gave water to the people that came to visit. So that water is part of the raglo. But in our days, lemaise poiskis manenis amatir achas shiotzu mepichazal the part of the raglo is mutter, and people today are very disturbed to rinse their feet, so they were matir it. Now, this is meikar adin. Avad the halacha brings down someone is an istemis and he's suffering. So he's allowed to take a shower. So the shayla is, I want to read what Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says. Tov Chof Gimel. V'nishal Rabbeinu. Well, first I read that all. At misha menias mirechitzo, someone that doesn't take a shower, goremes lo itzar, אין להוקל משום כך כלל ברחיצה בתשע סיום. What is the tzad to be maker? For the tzad to be maker is, why Chazal asked us to take a shower? They want us to suffer? No. Not a punishment. No, but רחיצה was tainu. So they claim in that days, who had baths? The kings had baths. Besamerchats. In our days, people just, he can't fall asleep without taking a shower. He can't wake up without taking a shower. It's not rechitza shel tainuk. It's poshut mitztaer. It's to take away the tzar, to take away the dirt. The mashu mitztaer en b'tzad kula ki zeu tikin chachum leitztaer b'yomim eilu alchum b'yis ha-migdosh u'kedayu b'yis ha-legeinu. ולכן לא יקול מצטער ואיסט נשרה שלו אוקל בדובו. And about him, every year people ask him, he says, when people are sitting a shiva in the appearance, most people don't call if they could take a shower every day. אוכל מי שמצטער ביויסר וסיב לירב, someone is really, really suffering, he says you could do it with cold water, I mean pleasant water, without soap. Because when someone is really mitzta'i, Chazal will not metaken. So they bring down here, V'nishal Rabbeinu ech lo ha'iris l'bnei chutz la'oretz. To the Americans, that they live now in Eretz Yisrael, and they regular to take showers every day. He says, if someone is an istanis mamish, you're allowed to. He says, istanis mamish can't live without it. אבל בסתומה אין להחזיקום באיסטניס, אלא שרגילים בכך להיסענוק. They're very spoiled. They used to enjoying their life. They're not איסטניס. They're living in a very ישמעקר life. ואף להרגילים בכך הוא מרגיש עם קוישי בלי רחיצה, he can't learn. He's ממש disturbed. אין נראה לאטר יויז מבייס פעמים בשבוע, twice a week maybe. Twice a week, maybe. So Shem Zalman was very machmir. Very machmir. Not to rush to be makel, to take a shower. So a person has to know. Again, so people say, no, in our days you can't live without a shower. So I'm saying again, you're right. But in the old days, you know how people say, well, it smells so bad. What do you think, people didn't smell amol? Amol, they didn't have deodorant. What do you think happened? God's Klal Yisrael didn't take showers and they walked for hours. What was a different malach? People say, you can't make a brocha. And how they made a brocha amol? Shtus mit narishket. It's atas hayetzer. It's atas hayetzer of the zach. So again, if someone is very bekoishi, maybe you could have a heter. I heard once from someone that said that even if you have clothes ready, he didn't change his clothes every day. Chazal didn't want Bgodim Mechubasim. Chazal don't want to wear Bgodim Mechubasim. So I heard from Adam Gadol, if normally you change your shirt every day, change it every second day. If you change your underwear once every night, every second night in 9 days. Shirts every... nothing, every person will do what he does. If you change every second day, every third day. It's an Indian. not to look in Gansa. The guy already has 100 shirts, everything changes, yeah? 7 pairs of socks, everything is all organized. It's not. Chazal wants us to misabel on Beis HaMikdash. I'm telling you, Rabshon Zalman was not from the Machmirim. It's the reason I'm not bringing down the Shittas from Bnei Brak. They have very, very sharp Shittas in all this whole Indian. I'm going with the Shittas of Rabshon Zalman. And again, every person could find Rabbanim that will be makeup. Yeah, it's Easternists today, Americans, they can't live. It's not called Tainuk, it's called Tzal. Rabshon Zalman says, I know that, and even so I'm saying it. Even so I'm saying, about it, I know. How they said once in one of the Gdolim that some people, it's the Torah by them, they think it's a computer. I want to tell you, on every shayla in the world that you'll ask me, I can tell you 10 people that say that it's mutter. But this is the reason we go to learn by Rabbein, we don't go to learn by the computer. Computer will be here, this row. We have to have someone that we could follow. And the follower has to be, if you feel your mamash has to take a shower every day, take every second day. 1 to 3, in and out. Not to stay there for more than a minute or two. Not to enjoy. This year, tomorrow, the Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to take a shower regular. Rav Shlomo Zalman says even with soap. Lekule alme. Next week we'll see as a shaila. Or belegabe this week, everyone paskins, you could take for Shabbos a regular shower. This is one of the coolest of this year. Rosh Chodesh Erev Shabbos. Lekule alme. You could take a regular shower with soap, with hot water. Kids, you're allowed to, till they come to Gil Chinuch, they're allowed to take showers anyways. If they have lice and these things, you're allowed to do it. Lemaise, we paskin that you're allowed to brush your teeth. Sido andere rabbonim, that just to show you that holding you're not allowed to. They say like this, if you brush your teeth every night, you're allowed to. But if you like people go to the mikveh of Shabbos, so they're allowed to go the 9 days also. But if you don't brush every night, 9 days you can't brush your teeth. Lemaise, it's also. With soap? Without soap, you're not allowed to. But with soap, you're not allowed to. Not soap, I mean, toothpaste. But Lemaise, the place everyone passes that you're allowed to. Everyone, I'm just trying to explain, the guys that bring down every shittas, you could also bring down shittas that are also like, yeah? Now, Legame next week, we'll see like a different shayla. Again, we have to remember, there's a musig that says Easternis that can learn because he feels full from Schwitz. You're allowed to. Like we said, you have to know. Aber Avada, if someone in the marshal is dirty and he has a bad smell, Avada is allowed to take it off. And there's no idea not to take it off. Lemaisa, the police can bring down that a kid till 3 years old, he could take a regular bath. After 3 years old, it's taki only if he's dirty and you have to clean him, then you're allowed to. Now, I said, Rabbi Yashiv holds that you're allowed to till 6 years old to take a regular shower. Yesh al malismech for a kid. Sfardim, most Sfardim this year, all of these halachas are not magia to them because the Sfardim only do Shavua Shechalboy, and we pass them that this year is no Shavua Shechalboy. The Kafachayim brings down that the Sfardim also are noig from Rosh Chodesh. So you have to know what kind of Sfardim you are. The ones that are followed the Kafachayim or the other ones. Now, a person that goes every week to the Mikveh of Shabbos is allowed to go this week also. Someone that goes every day is allowed to go also every day. Again, not to go into the hot water. I know some do it. It's very hard to... I know that the frumers normally try to, you know, take out the water from the hot mikveh for the people that don't know the halacha. But, you know, I don't understand. I know, you know, they have for sure al-malismoich, but in our rabboni mode, you're not allowed to go to the hot mikveh.
Is that only this week? If you want to take a hot shower, then why not?
For the Kovet Shabbos, but the mikveh is not... Like, yeah, you're not allowed to stamp. You're only allowed to take a shower to cover Shabbos. Go back. As another aloche, you're not allowed to eat fleishiks from tonight, and you're not allowed to drink wine. till Tisha B'Av. So Stamu, Shmuzdam Neuerbach speaks out the famous question. Everyone knows that Aloche Ovel is allowed to eat meat and is allowed to drink wine. It's the only thing in the 9 days we do more chomer from Avelis. Now it's the opposite. Ovel is not allowed to learn. And we in the 9 days allowed to learn. So I know some boys start going, you're not allowed to, they left home early, yeah? So, this is someone told me, there's the limud zchus on this bad bochum, yeah? That left, made a rifin in a ganz yeshiva and they left early. But normal people know that 9 days you learn. Ovel is not allowed to learn. 9 days, you're not allowed to eat flesh. Ovel is allowed to. So Shemazam brings down a couple of esberim. One of them, he says, that Be'etzem, the Avelis of Tisha B'Av is called Avelis Yeshana. People don't feel the tzar. So we have to give something to feel the tzar. So we don't eat the flesh, we don't drink the wine. A real Ovel is nothing but to be worried. He will eat flesh and he will drink wine, he will stay Ovel. About learning. He says, learning, fakir. The whole Chulban happened because we left the Beis HaMikdash. So fakir, we have to be mischazik in the Torah. But the Tisha B'Av is mamash din avelis, then we don't learn. Now, the halacha and the maaser are minig is that we don't eat fleishiks, and not only fleishiks we don't eat, we don't eat potatoes, lemashal, that were cooked with chicken. Or carrot was in a chicken soup, we also don't eat. But if it was done in a fleishik pot, clean, even if it's a ben yoima, you're allowed to eat it. But you have to know, lemashal, I'm not going into the stores here near Yeshiva. So Michlal don't have to be here now. But lemashal, you buy chips in a store. Now that store, till now, he used that oil to do schnitzel. 9 days, no more. But he does chips. If you didn't change the oil, then you're not allowed to eat the chips. But I'm saying you're allowed to eat the chips in the same dish. But if it's full with that he was cooking with the same, then you're not allowed to. What would be if it's nisbatel b'shishim? Then you're allowed to. Now, wine is a lot of time neger, like some bochim go to eat in a restaurant. Yeah? Not from our yeshiva, but some bochim. Then the moshe, they order salmon. So you look in the menu, salmon with Italy wine, yeah? They stayed on the menu. That is also to have in the 9 days. A lot of bochim don't know that. It's wine. You're not allowed to drink wine. So either you're not drinking the wine or it's a bottle, but the salmon has a taste of wine. Now you have to know, not every time that it says salmon with Italy wine is the problem. Sometimes it says white fish. You ask the chef, what is the menu? No, I put like wine, it gives it a good taste. He just doesn't write it. So you have to know a lot of times. So the mice that puts it like this, if it's a suffix, if you have a taste of wine or not, you could be making. But if you have a taste of wine, then it could be a problem. The most we have cakes that I know from my Rebbetzin. Cakes, a lot of cakes, chocolate cakes, you put a little bit of wine. It gives like a little taste. That's what I remember, maybe, I don't know from my Rebbetzin or from my mother, but I remember when I was a kid. But this is what I think, anyways. So Rabbi Yashiv holds you're not allowed to eat these cakes. Avad, if you have to know that it's called that you feel the taste of the wine, I'm not going in. It's no bottle b'shishim because it's made for giving a taste. The Ramesh Shterabuch is that this is not called wine. He says, basov is tafshul shel basov. Wine, these are to drink wine. It's no din not to taste wine. Oichel basov is shayisayayin. That touch of a wine that gives a touch to the fish. So the man, he says, even if you're not masking with me, but if you have a suffix, what is the matzah if you're allowed to be maker? So, Yashi was machmer, maybe in his shiva we have to take it more choishish. So man, not so easy to go to eat in all these restaurants. Chutz. Yeah? But you have to know that 9 days, you think, oh, parim, everything parim. It's not so posher that it's parim. I'm telling you, the more fancy is the hotel, everything has wine inside. A little kid The Mishnah Berurah says, from the time that he was Igia Lechinuch, at 6-7, he's not allowed to eat meat and drink wine, even that he didn't come to the age, Lis'abel al Yerushalayim. Some Machmir from the Meisr, Shemazamun Eurbach said that if you don't have to, from 3 to 4 years old already, I know after 3 or 4 years old, not to give fleishiks to the kids. Again, Ikar Adin Rabbi Yashiv holds till 6-7 is no problem to give them fleishiks. Shemazamun says the Katchila from 3-4 to stop to give fleishiks. Younger from that, you're allowed to. Shemazamun says that more people will make up today, so much different kind of foods. For sure, if the kid needs the protein and these things, no shayla about it, you're allowed to give it. What if you made shahakur and a piece of meat and you remember that it's 9 days? So you taste a little bit and then you stop. And you don't say Baruch Shem. Shabbos, everything is allowed to. Shalashudis is a very big mistake. I'm going now without the chassidish sforim that I matter for a different reason. I'll explain to you in a second. I was thinking about shalashudis. This week, people want the Prabhish on the shooters, and they want to eat fleishig and drink wine. There's a couple hours into Motzei Shabbos. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. So the Welt has a tzad that it's mutar, the Medayik and Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlekes, if the tzibur daven mairid, if you have to stop to eat fleishig and shalashudas or not, one shita holds, you have to. Then he says, no, for me it's Shabbos, I'm going to say Ratzei, I'm allowed to. So state in Mishnah Berurah, calls man you're in the mill, you're allowed to. But if you look good in Mishnah Berurah, he's talking about that the tzibur is palnu mi ba'od yoyim. So the first shita holds, even that by you it's Shabbos, of if the tzibur already are, no yekhol, you have to stop. Mishnah Berurah says, no, by me it's Shabbos, yet I'm in the middle of the meal. Of if Shabbos finished, this is what I heard from the Shmir Shabbos Gilchoso, he learns the loyki ha'poskim that they took off in the Mishnah Berurah, and he holds you have to stop. The same thing in Mleve Malki. Our meaning is to be machmir, and the razogin that it's mutter. The reason they wanted to be matir is brought down to the Bnei Sascha that some people ate from the Shabbos food during the whole week. And all the food that was left for Shabbos, they ate fleishiks the whole week. And they had the heter was, the Gemara said, when Klal Yisrael came into Beis Yisrael, they were allowed to eat Psar Treifas, B'Shas de Milchome, and came on Shehutro Utro. So they wanted to say, Valan, this meat was Chala Heter and Shabbos, came on Shehutro Utro. But Lemaise was not Niskavel Dizetere. Lemaise Havdole is two shittas. The Shulchanor brings down, that we, the Ramo brings down, the Ramo that we give it to a cotton, it has to be a cotton that is 6-7 years old, שהגיע לחינוך ולא הגיע לכלל ישראל לירושלים. למעשה, a lot of people are not marked on it, Rav Shmuel Zalman says you don't have to give it a little kid. But he says, especially in grape juice. Grape juice is a chumre be'alme. Rav Shmuel Zalman was learning to drink himself and not to give it to the kids. Nails, to cut nails in the 9 days. Lemaise, the minig is that you're allowed to till Shavua Shechalboi. So this week, this year is not Nagia anyways. This year is not Nagia anyways. And about it, it's more shy that we didn't go into them to this today because I wanted to cover these alochas. Is people that own hotels. I will just touch it. The marshal, I'm going away for the Shabbos. My shvoger is doing a ufuf. So next week he doesn't want to do a ufuf because it's Tisha B'Av. We'll see if he's right or wrong. I'm not going into it. So he's doing the ufuf this week. Yeah? I think Kutvi is nothing. Bishnei, when someone does it in the States and he's leaving the city, so the last week that he's leaving is called the ufuf. Yeah? Guy decides 2 weeks before he's doing a ufuf. But I don't know if it's a zach b'chlal. Yeah? And it has a dinufuf. Again, we ask him, wasn't it if he has a dinufuf or not? He asked, wasn't it if he has a dinufuf or not? What?
What is
an eifuf? So the Mishnah Berurah says, in the old days you're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothes and be in Shabbos chazoin. Mishnah Berurah says, But the chosen and the kale and the parents are allowed to wear. Now what is the chosen and kale? Doesn't mean chosen and kale and shah brochas because we don't get married for the 3 weeks. So what does chosen and kale mean? They're having a ufuf. So the shayla is, lo yitzir, our meaning would be that we don't wear Shabbos clothes and Shabbos chazoy. I'm going to speak about it in Shabbos there. Yeah? So the chosen would be allowed to wear Shabbos clothes? I'm wondering if he's wearing Shabbos clothes because of what we said, because we don't want him to put on the light, or he really has a heter to wear the Shabbos clothes. Although I had a mice when I was learning, I was doing shimus by the Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchosa. So his Rebbetzin asked me if I could help. What happened? She said the daughter is getting married this week, and it's a ufuf. My husband doesn't want to go to the ufuf. It will disturb his dorm and his learning. He said, what is the shaykh? He doesn't know the chosin. We're going to marry his daughter. We have shaykhs there. The valley didn't marry my daughter. I love Hashem. I love my Torah. To go away for Shabbos, bitl Torah. If you could go in to convince my husband to go to the ufuf. So I told him, I have a raya from the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. The Ma'aril. The Ma'aril says that Avi HaChosin ve'Avi HaKalo could wear Shabbos clothes and Shabbos Chazoy. Avi HaChosin ve'Avi HaKalo could wear Shabbos clothes. So we said it's not Shabbos Shabbos Brochus, it's Shabbos Ufuf. So I understand Avia Chosin could wear Shabbos clothes. Why Avia Kala is wearing Shabbos clothes? Vice days Avia Kala is in the Chutin this week already also. So he went for Shabbos. But then I met Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua told me that when his Rabbi Sheber made had a Ufuf, the Biskarov made the Ufuf here in the yeshiva, it was maybe the Achva Shul then, and the Rabunstein was the Mechutin from Bishaber. He came for Shabbos morning for the Aliyah. So the Biskarov asked him, "Why he came for what happened? He came to Nava with us this week. Well, why he came to Nava? You never davened for Shabbos because your future Eddie is getting Aliyah. You came? No. Yes, and now." Have a guess on why he came. So Luchut against the Ma'aril. So we have to know that this is the halacha. So I'm going away for Shabbos. So the marshal, I'm coming away for Shabbos. So you go. You want to put fresh linen on. You don't want to sleep in the linen of the people that you're going to stay by. So stay be allowed to. Why? This is not called you putting on fresh clothes. Like, this is called living normal. The same thing if a person has a hotel. He's allowed to change the linen for the people that come to the hotel. But he's not allowed to change every day. He's allowed to give them fresh linen when they come in. The problem is a lot of hotels, if you don't fresh it every day, you'll lose your business. So that is a big shaila. And this is ma'oirel that you have to know to find out if a person runs a hotel, what to do. The guy be changing the linen for the guest every day. For sure, the right thing is to get it changed once and not to change it every day. The same thing, Shaila, is people that have restaurants. So in Eretz Yisrael, you could be maybe same that the people that will come to buy fleishiks will be sfardim. However, this year that there's no Shavua Shechalpoi. But the Shaila is again, if all the kosher stores will be closed, these people will go to Trefadik stores. You're allowed to or not? It's a big enough community. A person is in a big campus, and there's a badat store, and there's a rabbanut store. Yeah? Now, if he closes, they don't buy in the rabbanut store. He's allowed to close? Or like this, he's saving them not to eat in the rabbanut. The shayla, if he's allowed to have the store open, or he's not allowed to have the store open. So I'm saying, this is a whole different noise. An army's girls today, we'll leave it. And next week, Bez Hashem, this week, next week is a lot of halachas. We have to do Shabbos Tisha B'Av, Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Bez Hashem, I hope that it will not be Nogea anyway. Shibon Abis Amikdosh, B'Vei Rabbi Yomeinu.
Maybe
this
means anything that makes the chosmas single down to the head.
Don't worry. I'll sing you down. I'll sing you. Bez Hashem, go for you.